Nehemiah chapter 1. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hilkiah. Now in the month of Chislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Susa the palace, Hanani, one of my brothers, came, he and certain men out of Judah. And I asked them about the Jews who had escaped, who were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. They said to me, "The remnant who are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its gates are burned with fire." When I heard these things, I sat down and wept and mourned several days, and I fasted and prayed before God of heaven, and said, "I beg you, Yahweh, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and loving kindness with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ears now be attentive and your eyes open, that you may listen to the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you at this time, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, while I confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Yes, I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against you, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the ordinances, which you commanded your servant Moses. Remember, I beg you, the words that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, 'If you trespass, I will scatter you among the peoples. But if you return to me, and keep my commandments, and do them, though your outcasts were in the uttermost parts of the heavens, yet I will gather them from there, and will bring them to the place that I have chosen to cause my name to dwell there.' Now these are your servants and your people, whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. Lord, I beg you, let your ear be attentive now to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight to fear your name. And please prosper your servant today and grant him mercy in the sight of this man." Now I was cupbearer to the king. Nehemiah chapter 2. In the next month, Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, when wine was before him, I picked up the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had not been sad before in his presence. The king said to me, "Why is your face sad, since you are not sick? There is nothing else but sorrow of heart." Then I was very much afraid. I said to the king, "Let the king live forever. Why shouldn't my face be sad, when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies waste, and its gates have been consumed with fire?" Then the king said to me, "What is your request?" So I prayed to the God of heaven. I said to the king, "If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask that you would send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tomb, that I may build it." The king said to me, the queen was also sitting by him, "How long will your journey be? When will you return?" So it pleased the king to send me, and I set a time for him. Moreover, I said to the king, "If it pleases the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may let me pass through until I come to Judah, and a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel by the temple, for the walls of the city, and for the house that I will occupy." The king granted my request because of the good hand of my God on me. Then I came to the governors beyond the river and gave them the king's letters. Now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite servant heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly, because a man had come to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. I arose in the night, I and a few men with me. I didn't tell anyone what my God had put into my heart to do for Jerusalem. There wasn't any animal with me except the animal that I rode on. I went out by night by the valley gate toward the Jackal's Well, then to the Dung Gate, and I inspected the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and its gates were consumed with fire. Then I went on to the Spring Gate into the King's Pool, but there was no place for the animal that was under me to pass. Then I came up in the night by the brook and inspected the wall, and I turned back and entered by the valley gate, and so returned. The rulers didn't know where I went or what I did. I had not as yet told it to the Jews, nor the priests, nor to the nobles, nor the rulers, nor to the rest who did the work. Then I said to them, "You see the bad situation that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste, and its gates are burned with fire. Come, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we won't be disgraced." I told them about the hand of my God which was good on me, and also about the king's word that he had spoken to me. They said, Let's rise up and build. So they strengthened their hand for the good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite servant, and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they ridiculed us and despised us and said, well, what is this thing that you are doing? Will you rebel against the king? Then I answered them and said to them, the God of heaven will prosper us. Therefore we, his servants, will arise and build. But you have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. Nehemiah chapter 3. Then Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brothers the priests, and they built the sheep's gate. They sanctified it and set up its doors. They sanctified it even to the tower of Hamath, to the tower of Hanel. Next to him the men of Jericho built. Next to them Zachur the son of Imri built. The sons of Hasanath built the fish gate. They laid its beams and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. Next to them Mermoth, the son of Uriah, the son of Hakaz, made repairs. Next to them, Meshulam, the son of Barakai, the son of Methusabel, made repairs. Next to them, Zadok, the son of Bana, made repairs. Next to them, the Tekoites made repairs, but their nobles didn't put their necks to the Lord's work. Joiada, the son of Pasha, and Meshulam, the son of Bishodia, repaired the old gates. They laid its beams and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. Next to them, Melatha the Gibeonite, and Jadron the Marathonite, the men of Gibeon and Mizpah, repaired the residence of the governor beyond the river. Next to him, Uzel, the son of Harhiah, goldsmiths, made repairs. Next to him, Hananiah, one of the perfumers, made repairs, and they fortified Jerusalem even to the wide wall. Next to them, Rephaiah, the son of Hur, the rulers of half the district of Jerusalem, made repairs. Next to them, Jedidiah, the son of Harumphah, made repairs across from his house. Next to him, Hattush, the son of Hashabaniah, made repairs. Malchijah, the son of Haram, and Hasub, the son of Pathmoab, repaired another portion in the Tower of the Furnaces. Next to him, Shalom, the son of Halohesh, the ruler of half the district of Jerusalem, he and his daughters made repairs. Hanun and the inhabitants of Zanoah repaired the valley gate. They built it and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars, and 1,000 cubits of the wall to the dung gate. Malchijah, the son of Rechab, the ruler of the district of Beth Karim repaired the dung gate. He built it and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. Shalun, the son of Kohozeth, the ruler of the district of Mizpah, repaired the spring gate. He built it, covered it, and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. And he repaired the wall of the pool of Shelah by the king's garden, even to the stairs that go down from David's city. After him, Nehemiah, the son of Azbuk, the ruler of half the district of Ben-Zur, made repairs to the place opposite the tombs of David, and to the pool that was made, and to the house of the mighty men. After him, the Levites, Rehum, the son of Bani, made repairs. Next to him, Hashabiah, the ruler of half the district of Keilah, made repairs for his district. After him, their brothers, Bavi, the son of Henadad, the ruler of half the district of Keilah, made repairs. Next to him, Eleazar, the son of Jehua, the ruler of Mizpah, repaired another portion across from the access to the armory as at the turning of the wall. After him, Baruch, the son of Habiah, earnestly repaired another portion from the turning of the wall to the door of the house of Elashab, the high priest. After him, Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the son of Hakaz, repaired another portion, from the door of the house of Eliashib, even to the end of the house of Eliashib. After him, the priests, the men of the surrounding area, made repairs. After them, Benjamin and Hashub made repairs across from their house. After them, Azariah, the son of Messiah, the son of Ananiah, made repairs beside his own house. After him, Benui, the son of Henadad, repaired another portion, from the house of Azariah to the turning of the wall and to the corner. Palal, the son of Uzi, made repairs opposite the turning of the wall and the tower that stands out from the upper house of the king, which is by the court of the guard. After him, Pedaiah, the son of Parosh, made repairs. Now the temple servants lived in Ophel, to the place opposite the water gate towards the east, and the tower that stands out. After him, the Tekoites repaired another portion, opposite the great tower that stands out into the wall of Ophel. Above the horse gate, the priests made repairs, everyone across from his own house. After them, Zadok, the son of Imner, made repairs across from his own house. After him, Shemaiah, the son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate, made repairs. After him, Hananiah, the son of Shelemiah, and Hanun, the sixth son of Zalaph, repaired another portion. After him, Meshulam, the son of Bechariah, made repairs across from his room. After him, Malchijah, one of the goldsmiths to the house of the temple servants and of the merchants, made repairs opposite the gate of Hamaphakad and to the ascent of the corner. Between the ascent of the corner and the sheep's gates, the goldsmith and the merchants made repairs. Nehemiah chapter 4. But when Sanballat heard that they were building the walls, he was angry and was very indignant and mocked the Jews. He spoke before his brothers in the army of Samaria and said, "What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they finish in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of rubbish since they are burned?" Now Tobiah the Ammonite was with him, and he said, "What are they building? If a fox climbed up on it, he would break down their stone wall. Hear our God, for we are displeased. Turn back their reproach on their own head. Give them up for plunder in a land of captivity. Don't cover their iniquity. Don't let their sin be blotted out from before you, for they have insulted the builders." So we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. But when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabians, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the repairing of the wall of Jerusalem went forward, and that the breaches began to be filled, they were very angry, and they all conspired together to come and fight against Jerusalem, and to cause confusion among us. But we made our prayer to our God, and set a watch against them day and night because of them. Judah said, "The strength of the bearers of the burdens is fading, and there is much rubble, so that we are not able to build the wall." Our adversary said, "They will not know or see until we come in among them and kill them, and cause the work to cease." When the Jews who live by them came, they said to us 10 times from all places, "Wherever you turn, they will attack us." Therefore I set guards in the lowest parts of the space beyond the wall, in the open places. I set the people by family groups with their swords, their spears, and their bows. I looked and rose up and said to the nobles, to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, "Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers and your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses." When our enemies heard that it was known to us, and God had brought their counsel to nothing, all of us returned to the wall, everyone to his work. From that time forth, half my servants did the work, and half of them held the spear, the shield, the bows, and the coats of mail, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. Those who built the wall and those who bore burdens loaded themselves. Everyone with one of his hands did the work, and with the other held his weapon. Among the builders, everyone wore his sword at his side, and so built. He who sounded the trumpet was by me. I said to the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, "The work is great and widely spread out, and we are separated on the wall, far from one another. Whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us. Our God will fight for us." So we did the work. Half the people held the spear from the rising of the morning until the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, I said to the people, "Let everyone with the servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night that they may be guard to us, and may labor in the day." So neither I, nor my brothers, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard who followed me, took off our clothes. Everyone took his weapons to the water. Nehemiah chapter 5. Then there arose a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brothers the Jews. For there were some who said, "We, our sons, and our daughters are many. Let us get grain that we may eat and live." There were also some who said, "We are mortgaging our fields, our vineyards, and our houses. Let us get grain because of the famine. There was also some who said, We have borrowed money for the king's tribute, using our fields and our vineyards as collateral. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brothers, our children as their children. Behold, we bring our sons and our daughters into bondage to be servants, and some of our daughters have been brought into bondage. It is also not in our power to help it, because other men have our fields and our vineyards. I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. Then I consulted with myself and contended with the nobles and the rulers and said to them, You exact usury, every one of his brother. I held a great assembly against them. I said to them, We, after our ability, have redeemed our brothers, the Jews, that were sold to the nations. And would you even sell your brothers, and should they be sold to us? Then they held their peace and found not a word to say. Also I said, The thing that you do is not good. Shouldn't you walk in fear of our God because of the reproach of the nation our enemies? I likewise, my brothers and my servants, lend them money and grain. Please let us stop this usury. Please restore to them, even today, their fields, their vineyards, their olive groves, and their houses. Also a hundredth part of the money and of the grain, the new wine and the oil that you are charging them. Then they said, We will restore to them and will require nothing of them. We will do so even as you say. Then I called the priests and took an oath of them that they would do according to the promise. Also I took out my lamp and said, So may God shake out every man from his house and from his labor that doesn't perform this promise. Even may he be shaken out and emptied like this. All the assembly said, Amen, and praised Yahweh. The people did according to this promise. Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judea, from the 20th year even to the 32nd year of Artaxerxes the king, that is 12 years, I and my brothers had not eaten the bread of the governor, but the former governors who were before me were supported by the people and took bread and wine from them, plus 40 shekels of silver. Yes, even their servants ruled over the people. But I didn't do so because of the fear of God. Yes, I also continued in the work of this wall. We didn't buy any land. All my servants were gathered there to work. Moreover, there were at my table of the Jews and of the rulers 150 men, in addition to those who came to us from among the nations that were around us. Now that which was prepared for one day it was one ox and six choice sheep. All fowls were prepared for me, and once in 10 days a store of all stores of wine. Yet for all this I didn't demand the governor's pay, because the bondage was heavy on the people. Remember me, my God, for all the good that I have done for this people. Nehemiah chapter 6. Now when it was reported to Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, and the Arabian, and to the rest of our enemies, that I had rebuilt the wall, and that there was no breach left in it, though even to that time I had not set up the doors and the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying, Come, let's meet together in the villages in the plains of Ono. But they intended to harm me. I sent messengers to them, saying, I am doing a great work, so I can't come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? They sent to me 4 times like this, and I answered them the same way. Then Sanballat sent his servant to me the same way the 5th time with an open letter in his hand, in which it was written, It is reported among the nations, and Geshemu says it, that you and the Jews intend to rebel. Because of that you are building the wall. You would be their king according to these words. You have also appointed prophets to proclaim of you at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah. Now it will be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let's take counsel together. Then I said to him, saying, There are no such things done as you say, but you imagine them out of your own heart. For they all would have made us afraid, saying, Their hand will be weakened from the work that it is not be done. But now strengthen my hand. I went to the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabel, which was shut in at his home, and he said, Let us meet together in God's house within the temple, and let's shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to kill you. Yes, in the night they will come to kill you. I said, Should a man like me flee? Who is there that, being such as I, would go in to the temple to save his life? I will not go in. I discerned, and behold, God had not sent him, but he pronounced this prophecy against me. Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. He was hired so that I would be afraid to do so and sin, and that they might have material for an evil report, that they might reproach me. Remember, my God, Tobiah and Sanballat, according to these their works, and also the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. So the wall was finished in 25 days of Yule, in 52 days. When all our enemies heard of it, all the nations that were around us were afraid, and they lost their confidence, for they perceived that this work was done by our God. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters to Tobiah, and Tobiah's letters came to them, for there were many in Judea sworn to him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Ara, and his son Jehohan had taken the daughter of Meshulam, the son of Bechari, as wife. Also they spoke of his good deeds before me, and reported my words to him. Tobiah sent letters to me to put me in. Nehemiah chapter 7. Now when the wall was built, and I had set up it, the doors, and the gatekeepers, and the singers, and the Levites were appointed, I put my brother Hanani and Hananiah, the governor of the fortress, in charge of Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man and feared God above many. I said to them, "Don't let the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun is hot, and while they stand guard, let them shut the doors, and you bar them, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, every one in his watch, with every one near his house." Now the city was wide and large, but the people were few therein, and the houses were not built. My God put into my heart to gather together the nobles and the rulers and the people, that they might be listed by genealogy. I found the book of the genealogy of those who came up at the first, and I found this written in it: "These are the children of the providences who went up out of captivity, of those who had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away, and who returned to Jerusalem and to Judah, every one to a city, who came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramiah, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispereth, Bigvi, Nehum, and Bana. The number of the men of the people of Israel, the children of Parash, 2,172. The children of Shephatiah, 372. The children of Ara, 652. The children of Path Moab, of the children of Jehu and Joab, 2,818. The children of Elam, 1,254. The children of Zattu, 845. The children of Zachariah, 760. The children of Benoni, 648. The children of Bibai, 628. The children of Azgad, 2,322. The children of Adonikim, 667. The children of Bigvi, 2,067. The children of Aden, 655. The children of Ater of Hezekiah, 98. The children of Hashum, 328. The children of Beziah, 324. The children of Harif, 112. The children of Gibeon, 95. The men of Bethlehem and Netophah, 188. The men of Anathoth, 128. The men of Beth Azmavath, 42. The men of Kirath Jearim, Shephira, and Beeroth, 743. The men of Ramath and Geba, 621. The men of Michmas, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 123. The men of the other Nebo, 52. The children of the other Elam, 1,254. The children of Harim, 320. The children of Jericho, 345. The children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. The children of Senath, 3,930. The priests, the children of Judah, of the house of Jeshu, 973. The children of Immer, 1,052. The children of Pashur, 1,247. The children of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the children of Jeshua of Kadmiel, of the children of Hodev, 74. The singers, the children of Asaph, 148. The gatekeepers, the children of Shalom, the children of Ater, the children of Talmon, the children of Akkab, the children of Hatata, the children of Shobai, 138. The temple servants, the children of Ziyah, the children of Hashufa, the children of Taboth, the children of Kiros, the children of Shia, the children of Padan, the children of Labana, the children of Haggadah, the children of Salmai, the children of Hanan, the children of Gidel, the children of Gahar, the children of Rehiah, the children of Rezin, the children of Nekoda, the children of Gazam, the children of Uzza, the children of Paziah, the children of Besai, the children of Methumenim, the children of Nephusim, the children of Bakbuk, the children of Hakufa, the children of Harur, the children of Baalith, the children of Mahida, the children of Harasha, the children of Barkos, the children of Sisera, the children of Tema, the children of Zephiah, and the children of Haftiah. The children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sotai, the children of Sophereth, the children of Perda, the children of Jala, the children of Darkon, the children of Gidel, the children of Sephathiah, the children of Hattel, the children of Pachterna Hasbiam, and the children of Ammon. All the temple servant and the children of Solomon's servants were 392. These were those who went up from Tel Mela, Tel Harash, Shervrub, Adon, and Immer, but they could not show their fathers' houses, nor their offspring, whether they were of Israel. The children of Delilah, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nekoda, 642. Of the priests, the children of Hobiah, the children of Hazuk, the children of Barzali, who took a wife of the daughters of Barzali, the Gideite, and was called after their name. These searched for their genealogy records, but couldn't find them. Therefore, they were deemed disqualified and removed from the priesthood. The governor told them not to eat of the most holy things until a priest stood up to minister with Urim and Thummim. The whole assembly together was 42,360, in addition to their male servants and their female servants, of whom there were 7,337. They had 245 singing men and singing women. Their horses were 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, their donkeys 6,720. Some from among the heads of fathers' households gave to the work. The governors gave to the treasury 1,000 derricks of gold, 50 basins, and 530 priest's garments. Some of the heads of fathers' households gave into the treasury of the work 20,000 derricks of gold and 2,200 minas of silver. That which the rest of the people gave was 20,000 derricks of gold plus 2,000 minas of silver and 67 priest's garments. So the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, some of the people, the temple servants, and all Israel lived in their cities. When the 7th month had come, the children of Israel were in their city. Nehemiah chapter 8. All the people gathered themselves together as one man in the wide place that was in front of the water gate. And they spoke to Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which Yahweh had commanded to Israel. Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the 7th month. He read from it before the wide place that was in front of the water gate from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and the women, and of those who could understand. The ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on a pulpit of wood, which they made for the purpose, and beside him stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Messiah on his right hand, and on his left hand, Pediah, Mishael, Makiljah, Hashum, Hashbadaniah, Zechariah, and Methusalem. Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed Yahweh, the great God. All the people answered, Amen, Amen. with their lifting up of their hands. They bowed their heads and worshipped Yahweh with their faces to the ground. Also, Jeshua, Bani, Sherbiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbatai, Hodiah, Messiah, Kelita, Arisa, Jozabad, Hanan, Pilali, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stayed in their place. They read in the book and the law of God distinctly, and they gave the sense so that they understood the reading. Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites, who taught the people, said to all the people, "Today is holy to Yahweh your God. Don't mourn nor weep." For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. When he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared, for today is holy to our Lord. Don't be grieved, for the joy of Yahweh is your strength." So the Levites calmed the people, saying, "Hold your peace, for the day is holy. Don't be grieved." All the people went their way to eat, to drink, to send portions, and to celebrate, because they had understood the words that were declared for them. On the second day, the heads of fathers' households of all the people, the priests and the Levites, were gathered together to Ezra the scribe to study the words of the law. They found written in the law how Yahweh had commanded by Moses that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of 7 months, and that they should punish and proclaim in all their cities. They should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, "Go out to the mountain and get olive branches, branches of wild olive, myrtle branches, palm branches, and branches of thick trees to make temporary shelters, as it is written." So the people went out and brought them and made themselves temporary shelters, everyone on the roof of his house, in their courts, in the courts of God's house, in the wide place of the water gate, and in the wide place of Ephraim gates. All the assembly of those who had come back out of captivity made temporary shelters and lived in the temporary shelters. For since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, to that day the children of Israel had not done so. This was a very great gladness. All day by day, also day by day, from the first day to the last day, he read in the book of the law of God. They kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day was a solemn assembly, according to the ordinance. Nehemiah chapter 9. Now on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, with sackcloth and dirt on them. The offspring of Israel separated themselves from all foreigners and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. They stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of Yahweh their God a fourth part of the day. And a fourth part of the day they confessed and worshipped Yahweh their God. Then Jeshua, Bani, Kadmiel, Shibani, Bunny, Sherbiah, Bani, and Chernani of the Levites stood up on the stairs and cried with a loud voice to Yahweh their God. Then the Levites, Jeshua, and Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabaniah, Sherebaniah, Hodiah, Shibana, and Pithiah said, "Stand up and bless Yahweh your God from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessings and praise. You are Yahweh, even you alone. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their army, the earth and all the things that are on it, the seas and all that is in them, and you preserve them all. The army of heaven worships you. You are Yahweh, the God who chose Abraham, brought him out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gave him the name of Abraham, found his heart faithful before you, and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it to his offspring, and have performed your words, for you are righteous. You saw the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heard the cry by the Red Sea, and showed signs and wonders against Pharaoh, against all his servants, and against all the people of his land, for you knew that they dealt proudly against him, and made a name for yourself as it is today. You divided the sea before them, so that they went through the middle of the sea on the dry land, and you cast their pursuers into the depths as a stone into a mighty water. Moreover, in a pillar of cloud you sent them by day, and in a pillar of fire you gave them light in the way in which they should go. You also came down on Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven, and gave them right ordinances and true laws. good statutes and commandments, and have made known to them your holy Sabbath and the commandments, and commanded them commandments, statutes, and a law by Moses your servant, and gave them bread from the sky for their hunger, and brought water out of the rock for them for their thirst, and commanded them that they should go in to possess the land which you had sworn to give them. But they and our fathers behaved proudly, hardened their necks, and didn't listen to your commandments, and refused to obey. They weren't mindful of your wonders that you did among them, but hardened their necks, and then in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But you are a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness, and didn't forsake them. Yes, when they had made themselves a molded calf, and said, "This is your God who brought you up out of Egypt," and had committed awful blasphemies, yet you and your manifold mercies didn't forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud didn't depart from them, didn't depart over them by day to lead them in the way, neither did the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way in which they should go. You gave also your good spirit to instruct them, and didn't withhold your manna from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. Yes, 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing. Their clothes didn't grow old, and their feet didn't swell. Moreover, you gave them kingdoms and peoples, which you allotted according to their portions, so that they possessed the land of Shion, even the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. You also multiplied their children as the stars of the sky, and brought them into the land concerning which you said to their fathers that they should go in to possess it. So the children went in and possessed the land, and you subdued before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gave them into their hands, with their kings and the peoples of the land, that they might do with them as they pleased. They took fortified cities and a rich land, and possessed houses full of all good things, cisterns dug out, vineyards, olive groves, and fruit trees in abundance. So they ate, were filled, became fat, and delighted themselves in your great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against you, cast your law behind your back, killed your prophets that testified against them, to turn them against you, and they committed awful blasphemies. Therefore you delivered them into the hands of their adversaries, who distressed them. In the time of their trouble, when they cried to you, you heard from heaven, and according to your manifold mercies, you gave them saviors who saved them out of the hands of their adversaries. But after you had rest, they did evil again before you. Therefore you left them in the hands of their enemies, so that they had dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried to you, you heard from heaven, and many times you delivered them according to your mercies, and testified against them, that you might bring them against to your law. Yet they were arrogant, and didn't listen to your commandments, but sinned against your ordinances, which if a man does, he shall live in them. Turn their backs and stiffen their necks, and would not hear. Yet many years you put up with them, and testified against them by your Holy Spirit, through your prophets. Yet they would not listen. Therefore you gave them into the hand of the peoples of the lands. Nevertheless, in your manifold mercies, you didn't make a full end to them, nor forsake them, for you are a gracious and merciful God. Now therefore, our God, the great and mighty and the awesome God, who keeps covenant and loving kindness, don't let all the travail seem little before you that has come on us, on our king, on our princes, on our priests, on our prophets, on our fathers, and on all your people, since the time of the kings of Assyria to this day. However, you are just in all that has come to us, for you have dealt truly, but we have done wickedly. Also our kings, our princes, our priests, and our fathers have not kept your law, nor listened to your commandments and your testimonies, with which you testified against them. For they have not served you in their kingdom, and in your greatness that you gave them, and in the large and rich land which you gave before them. They didn't turn from their wicked works. Behold, we are servants today, and as for the land that you gave to our fathers to eat its fruit and its goods, behold, we are servants in it. It yields much increase to the kings whom you have set over us because of our sins. Also they have power over our bodies and over our livestock at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. Yet for all this we make a sure covenant and write it, and our princes, our Levites, and our priests seal it. Nehemiah chapter 10. Now those who were sealed were Nehemiah the governor, the son of Hakilah, and Zedekiah, Suriah, Ahaziah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malachijah, Hattush, Shibani, Maluch, Harim, Mirmoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginnathon, Baruch, Meshulam, Abijah, Midjam, Maziah, Bilgai, and Shemaiah. These were the priests. The Levites, Jeshua, the son of Anaya, Azaniah, Benui of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel, and their brothers, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kalita, Peliah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zakur, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Bani, and Benui, the chiefs of the people, Parush, Pathomob, Elam, Zetu, Bani, Buni, Asgad, Bibai, Adonijah, Bivai, Aden, Ater, Hezekiah, Hazur, Hodiah, Hashem, Bezi, Harifath, Ashtoth, Nobi, Magpash, Meshulam, Hazur, Meshezabel, Zadok, Jadua, Pelatia, Hanan, Ananiah, Hosea, Hananiah, Hashtub, Halohesh, Philha, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabanah, Messiah, Ahiah, Ahanan, Anan, Maluk, Harim, and Benaiah. The rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, the temple servants, and all those who had separated themselves from the peoples of the land to the law of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone who had knowledge and understanding, joined with their brothers and their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and to do all the commandments of Yahweh our Lord, and his ordinances and his statutes, and that we should not give our daughters to the people of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. And if the people of the land bring wares or any grain on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy from them on the Sabbath or on a holy day, and that we would forego the seventh year crops and the extraction of every debt. Also, we made ordinances for ourselves to charge ourselves yearly with the third part of the shekel for the service of the house of our God, for the show bread, and for the continual meal offerings, for the continual burnt offerings, for the Sabbath, for the new moons, for the set feast, for the holy things, for the sin offering to make atonement for Israel, and for all the work of the house of God. We, the priests, the Levites, and the people, cast lots for the wood offerings to bring it into the house of our God, according to our fathers' houses, at times appointed year by year, to burn on Yahweh's, our God's, altar, as it is written in the law, and to bring the first fruits of our ground, and the first fruits of all the fruits of all kinds of trees, year by year, to Yahweh's house. Also, the firstborn of our sons and of our livestock, as it is written in the law, and the firstborn of our herds and of our flocks, to bring to the house of our God, to the priests who minister in the house of our God, that we should bring the first fruits of our dough, our wave offerings, the first kind of all kind of trees, the first fruit of all kind of trees, and the new wine and the oil to the priest, to the rooms of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground to the Levites, for they, the Levites, take the tithes in all our farming villages. The priest, the descendants of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites take tithes. The Levite shall bring up the tithe of the tithes to the house of our God, to the rooms and to the treasure house. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the wave offering of the grain, of the new wine, and of the oil to the rooms where the vessels of the sanctuary are. And the priests who minister with the gatekeepers and the singers, we will not forsake the house of our God. Nehemiah chapter 11. The princes of the people lived in Jerusalem. The rest of the people also cast lots to bring one of ten to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city, and nine parts in the other cities. The people blessed all the men who willingly offered themselves to dwell in Jerusalem. Now these are the chiefs of the province who lived in Jerusalem, but the cities of Judah, everyone lived in his possession in their cities. Israel the priest, the Levites, the temple servants, and the children of Solomon's servants. Some of the children of Judah and of the children of Benjamin lived in Jerusalem. Of the children of Judah, Athaiah, the son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Malalel, of the children of Perez, and Messiah, the son of Baruch, the son of Kolhozeth, the son of Hazariah, the son of Adiah, the son of Joarib, the son of Zechariah, the son of the Shilonite. All the sons of Perez who lived in Jerusalem were 468 valiant men. These are the sons of Benjamin: Shalu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Joed, the son of Pedaiah, the son of Kolaiah, the son of Messiah, the son of Itel, the son of Jeshiah. After him, Gabi and Shali, 928. Joel, the son of Zikri, was their overseer, and Judah, the son of Hashunah, was second over the city. Of the priests, Jediah, the son of Joarib, Jachin, Shariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merayath, the son of Atub, the ruler of God's house, and their brothers who did the work of the house, 822. And Adiah, the son of Jerome, the son of Peliah, the son of Amazi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchijah, and his brothers, chief of fathers' households, 242. Amaziah, the son of Azrael, the son of Azariah, the son of Meshilmoth, the son of Immer, and their brothers, mighty men of valor, 128, and their overseer was Zabdiel, the son of Hagladim. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hashab, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Bunni, and Shabbati, and Jozabad, of the chiefs of the Levites, who had the oversight of the outward business of God's house, and Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, who was chief to begin the thanksgiving and prayer, and Bekbukiah, the second among his brothers, and Abdah, the son of Shammah, the son of Galil, the son of Jerdonthan. All the Levites in the holy city were 284. Moreover, the gatekeeper, Akub, Talbon, and their brothers who kept watch at the gates were 172. The residue of Israel, of the priests, and of the Levites were in all the cities of Judah, every one in his inheritance. But the temple servants lived in Ophel, and Ziah and Gishpa were over the temple servants. The overseers also of the Levites at Jerusalem was Uzi, the son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micah, of the sons of Asaph. The singers was over the business of God's house, for there was a commandment from the king concerning them, and a settled provision for the singers, as every day required. Pethaniah, the son of Meshezebel, of the children of Zariah, the son of Judah, was at the king's hand in all matters concerning the people. As for the villages with their fields, some of the children of Judah lived in Kirath Arba and its towns, in Dibon and its towns, in Jekabazel and its villages, in Jetha, in Moladah, Beth Pelet, in Hazel Shual, in Beersheba and its towns, in Ziklag, in Mechaniah and its towns, in El Ramon, in Zora, in Jamrath, Zanoa, Adullam, and their villages, Lachesh and its fields, and Azekah and its towns. So they encamped from Beersheba to the valley of Hinnom. The children of Benjamin also lived from Gibbet onward, at Michmash and Asia, and at Bethel and its towns, at Anathoth, Nob, Ananiah, Hazor, Ramah, Gittim, Hadid, Zeboim, Nebalat, Laud, and Ono, in the valley of craftsmen. Of the Levites, certain divisions in Judah settled in Benjamin's. Nehemiah chapter 12. Now these are the priests and the Levites who went up with Jerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, Sariah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluk, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meremoth, Iddo, Ginnithoi, Abijah, Majamin, Madiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, Joarib, Jedekiah, Shaluk, Amon, Amok, Hilkiah, and Jediah. These were the chiefs of the priests and of their brothers in the days of Jeshua. Moreover, the Levites were Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, who was over the thanksgiving songs, he and his brothers. Also, Bakbukiah and Uno, their brothers, were close to them according to their offices. Jehoah became the father of Joachim, and Joachim became the father of Eliashib, and Eliashib became the father of Joiada, and Joiada became the father of Jonathan, and Jonathan became the father of Jaddua. In the days of Joachim were priests, heads of fathers' households, Azariah, Mariah, of Jeremiah, Hananiah, of Ezra, Meshullam, of Amariah, Jehohanan, of Maluchi, Jonathan, of Shebaniah, Joseph, of Harim, Adna, of Meroth, Hilkiah, of Edo, Zechariah, of Ginnathon, Meshullam, of Abijah, Zikri, of Minajamin, of Moab, Piltai, of Bilgah, Shamua, of Shimei, Jonathan, Jehonathan, of Jorib, Mattaniah, of Jediah, Uzi, of Shali, Kali, of Amok, Eber, of Hilkiah, Hashabiah, of Jediah, Nathaniel. As for the Levites, in the days of Eliashib, Joiada, Jonathan, and Jaddu, these were recorded the heads of fathers' households, also the priests in the reign of Darius the Persian. The sons of Levi, heads of fathers' households, were written in the book of the Chronicles, even until the days of Jonathan, the son of Eliashib. The chief of the Levites, Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, the son of Kadmiel, with their brothers close to them, to praise and give thanks according to the commandment of David, the man of God. Section next to section. Mattaniah, Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshullam, Talmon, and Akub were gatekeepers keeping the watch at the storehouses of the gates. These were in the days of Joachim, the son of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah the governor, and of Ezra the priest and the scribe. All the dedications of the walls of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem and to keep the dedication with gladness, both with giving thanks and with singing, with cymbals, stringed instruments, and with harps. The sons of the singers gathered themselves together, both out of the plains around Jerusalem and from the villages of the Netophalites, also from Beth Gilgal and out of the fields of Geba and Azmareth, for the singers had built themselves villages around Jerusalem. The priests and the Levites purified themselves, and they purified the people, the gates, and the wall. Then I brought the princes of Judah up on the wall, and appointed two great companies, who gave thanks and went in procession. One went on the right hand of the wall toward the dung gate, and after them went Hoshaiah with half of the prince of Judah, and Azariah, Ezra, and Meshullam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, Jeremiah, and some of the priest's sons with trumpets. Zechariah, the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zakur, the son of Asaph, and his brothers, Shemaiah, Azrael, Milaiah, Gilaiah, Maiah, Nathaniel, Judah, and Hanani, with the musical instruments of David, the man of God, and Ezra the scribe was before them. By the spring gate and straight before them, they went up by the stairs of David's city at the ascent of the wall above David's house, even to the water gate eastward. The other company of those who gave thanks went to meet them, and I after them, with the half of the people on the wall above the tower of the furnace, even to the wide wall, and above the gate of Ephraim, and by the old gate, and by the fish gate, the tower of Hanel, and the tower of Hamath, even to the sheep's gate, and they stood still in the gate of the guard. So the two companies of those who gave thanks in God's house stood, and I and the half of the rulers with me, and the priest Eliakim, Messiah, Miniman, Micaiah, Eloniah, Zechariah, and Hananiah, with trumpets, and Masaniah, Shemaiah, Eleazar, Uzi, Jehohan, Malijah, Elam, and Ezer. The singers sang loud with Jezariah, their overseer. They offered great sacrifices that day and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy, and the women and the children also rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even far away. On that day, men were appointed over the rooms for the treasures, for the wave offerings, for the first fruits, and for the tithes, to gather into them according to the fields of the cities, the portions appointed by law for the priests and the Levites. For Judah rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites who served. They performed the duty of their God and the duty of the purification, and so did the singers and the gatekeepers, according to the commandment of David and of Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there was a chief of the singers, and songs of praise and thanksgiving to God. All Israel in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah gave the portion of the singers and the gatekeepers, as every day required. And they set apart that which was for the Levites, and the Levites set apart that which was for the sons of Aaron. Nehemiah chapter 13. On that day they read the book of Moses in the hearing of the people, and it was found written in it that an Amorite and a Moabite should not enter into the assembly of God forever, because they didn't meet the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them to curse them. However, our God turned the curse into a blessing. It came to pass, when they had heard the law, that they separated all the mixed multitude from Israel. Now before this, Eliashib the priest, who was appointed over the rooms of the house of God, our God, began being allied to Tobiah, had prepared for him a great room where he before they laid the meal offering, the frankincense, the vessels, and the tithes of the grain, the new wine, and the oil, which were given by commandment to the Levites, the singer, and the gatekeepers, and the wave offering for the priest. But in all this I was not at Jerusalem, for in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, I went to the king, and after some days I asked leave of the king. And I came to Jerusalem, and understood the evil that Eliashib had done for Tobiah, in preparing him a room in the courts of God's house. It grieved me severely. Therefore I threw all Tobiah's household stuff out of the room. Then I commanded, and they cleansed the room. I brought them into them the vessels of God's house, with the meal offerings and the frankincense again. I perceived that the portions of the Levites had not been given them, so that the Levites and the singers who did the work had each fled to his field. Then I contended with the rulers and said, "Why is God's house forsaken?" I gathered them together and set them in their place. Then all the Judea brought the tithe, the grain, the new wine, and the oil to the treasuries. I made treasurers over the treasuries Shelemiah the priest and Zadok the scribe, and the Levites Pedaiah, and next to them was Hanan the son of Zakur, the son of Mattaniah, for they were counted faithful, for their business was to distribute to their brothers. Remember me, my God, concerning this, and don't wipe out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for its observances. In those days I saw some men treading wine presses on the Sabbath in Judah, bringing in cheese, and loading donkeys with wine, grapes, and figs, and all kinds of burdens which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day in which they sold food. Some men of Tyre also lived there, who brought in fish and all kinds of wares, and sold them on the Sabbath to the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah, and said to them, "What evil thing is this that you do in profane the Sabbath day? Didn't your fathers do this, and didn't our God bring all this evil on us and on the city? Yet you bring more wrath on Israel by profaning the Sabbath." It came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the doors should be shut, and commanded they should not be opened until after the Sabbath. I set some of my servants over the gates, so that no burden should be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and the sellers of all kinds of wares were camped outside of Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them and said, "Why do you stay around the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you." From that time on, they didn't come on the Sabbath. I commanded the Levites that they should purify themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me for this also, my God, and spare me according to the greatness of your loving kindness. In those days I also saw the Jews who had married women of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab, and their children spoke half of in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jewish language, but according to the language of each people. I contended with them, cursed them, and struck certain of them, plucked off their hair, and made them swear by God, you shall not give your daughters to their sons, nor take their daughters for your sons, or for yourselves. Didn't Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations there was no king like him, and he was loved by his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, foreign women caused even him to sin. Shall we then listen to you to do all this great evil, to trespass against our God in marrying foreign women? So one of the sons of Jehoiada, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat, the Horonite. Therefore I chased him from me. Remember them, my God, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. Thus I cleansed them from all foreigners and appointed duties for the priests and for the Levites, everyone in his work, and for the wood offering at appointed times, and for the first fruits. Remember me, my God, for good.